Hi folks, Joe Stagner from Microsoft here, and in this quick hit video, I'm going to give you a look at a new rendering option for the menu control in ASP.NET 4. You're actually going to find that many of the controls in ASP.NET 4, while still maintaining full backwards compatibility, give you the option to specify some rendering detail for each control, namely whether or not you want to use tables for positioning and layout. And this is important because more and more web designers are moving towards CSS-based layout rather than using tables. So you still get backward compatibility. You can do things the way that we've always done them in ASP.NET, or now with ASP.NET 4, lots of the controls give you the ability to say, hey, I don't want to use tables. Use non-table or tableless layout. So to demonstrate that, let's go ahead and create a new project. We'll just use the default ASP.NET web application template. And I'm going to wipe out the text that's here and just put in a few break controls so we have a little spacing. And here, we'll add a menu control. So let's scroll down and find the navigation section in our Visual Studio Toolbox. Drop a menu on the page. Add our items collection. And then here, we're going to add a menu item. And here, let's say that the text is selection 1 and value equal 1. And let's just use the magic of cut and paste to put a few of those on our page here. And let's change these values just so that there's a differentiation. And we'll do the same here. Now, over here in the properties window, for that menu control, we're going to scroll down and we're going to find this item, rendering mode. Now, notice the choices here. We can choose default, list, or table. Let's first select table. That's the legacy mode, so that works the same as previous versions of ASP.NET. Let's go ahead and run the application and have a look at the markup that's emitted for that menu control. Now, one thing to note is we're looking at the source code. We'll go into view source here as soon as the page renders. So you can see here are our menu items. We go into view source. One thing to note here as we're perusing the source is that we get a standard menu control up here, and that one we've not specified a rendering mode. So what we're interested in looking at is not that menu, but the one that contains all of our specific menu items. So here we can see, here are our menu items. Right, so let's see, here you can see selection 1, selection 2. Right, so these are our menu items, and they're all in TDs and TRs in a table. So we don't want to use tables for markup. Let's go ahead and go back into the properties collection for our menu item, and let's change rendering mode from table to list. And now let's go ahead and run this demo again. View source. Scroll down, and so you notice there's a lot less markup here, and the reason is, as we, here's our selection 1, but you'll notice there's no table, right? It's just a standard HTML list control, UL and LI elements. So not only do we have less markup, but we don't use tables for the markup to emit our menu control. And what this means is that not only is it more efficient, more keeping with the way that many designers these days are doing design, but we can use CSS to assign visual aesthetics and behaviors to the individual elements in our menu control. So that's it. Table-less rendering with the menu control. And this sort of table-less rendering is available in a number of controls that are new in ASP.NET 4.